I get up, I get down, and I'm jumping around, and the rumpus and rock
is a comfortable night. Almost Tuesday, if not our Tuesday, boy, wherever you are, world. I hope you're enjoying this show as we get ready for our Tuesday. And in case you're wondering how weekend went for me, it was full of joy. Birthdays were celebrated as well they should be. So if you had a birthday over the weekend, or it's today or tomorrow, I wish you a happy birthday. Anybody in this month, next month, the month after that, and well, you know how the year goes. So, happy birthday to everybody and anybody. Now, I do want to talk about something, because this will make you feel like it's not your birthday. This will make you feel like you're in a horror flick, but what better month other than October to talk about? Okay, so, I've already talked about spiders being in the car, bees flying through my window like they're trying to attack me. I don't know what it is. I gotta figure out what it is. I wish they would tell me, like, it's the cologne you're wearing. I'd stop wearing it immediately. But now I found another spider. But it wasn't like an average, like, big spider like the ones that I've known before. This one was very tiny. Didn't like that. Because, you know, whenever you find, like, a bug or something, even if it's in your room or, like, in your living room, your kitchen, or whatever, if you find a bug, one of the things that you know you never do, and I want you to pay attention the next time you find a bug or something, you never lose eye contact with it. Like, your eyes are on the insect. And, like, you're backing up and, like, using your hands to try to find something, like a person in the dark, trying to find some kind of weapon to use against this. Because at this point, let's face it, this is a duel in the Colosseum. The Colosseum being your room, your car, whatever. So my eyes, like, I have not lost eye contact. But the moment you lose eye contact with this thing, you know it goes from a duel in a Colosseum to the worst game of hide and seek. Like, I didn't even know the spider was in the car. And honestly, I don't know if there's another one, because I also saw, like, a spider web over by the windshield inside the car. I didn't like that. Anyway, but, like, what do you do? Like, some people are like, oh, you know, don't kill it. Well, you know, this is a home invasion at this point. Like, if it's in your home, this is a home invasion. I don't like that. And then on top of that, if it's in the car, then now you're trespassing. Now you're trespassing. Either one of these will get you locked up. And my lockup is permanent. It sends you straight to heaven. I don't like that. No, you're gone. You're gone. I'm not dealing with this. Like, the thing is, I probably wouldn't have been as bothered by this if I didn't see, like, I had a bump on my arm and I was wondering where it came from for the longest time. Okay, not the longest time. It was probably like a few days ago. But either way, that doesn't make me, because it's biting me while I'm driving. You know, I don't like that. That's uncomfortable. Just like I'm sure you're uncomfortable. Like, let's say you do lose the insect or whatever. You look away. You're like, you know what? I have some bug spray. You walk away. You come back. It's gone. Let's say you wake up in the middle of the night looking for this insect. Well, not looking for the insect, but you're like, you're going to the bathroom or going to get a glass of water. Whatever you do in the middle of the night. I don't know. Juggle. I don't know. I don't know what you do. But let's say you wake up in the middle of the night and now you see this bug. I got some bug spray. You wander off. You come back with the bug spray, but the bug is gone. Is it still in the room? Did it scutter off into another room? What do? You can't just go back to sleep after that. You woke up for one sole purpose, to get a glass of water or go to the bathroom or juggle. I don't know if you have a combination, you have a unicycle in your house, you're practicing for something. I don't know. Figure it out. But you woke up for one sole purpose, and then you were planning to go back to sleep. Now you can't even sleep right. Now, like, you hear a scuttering. You're like, what is that? Is that the bug? Why does it sound bigger than what it is? Like, is there other bugs? Does it have friends in it? Oh, my gosh. Forget it. You're not going back to sleep after that. You don't have to lie to me. I know. No, who goes back to sleep after seeing a bug and then loses it? Because now you know that bug is there. It's like it's watching you. You ever seen that show, The Watcher? What was that on? Amazon Prime? Hulu? It's kind of like that. Which, by the way, that show still baffles me. I'd be like, I'd move immediately. What do you mean you're watching me? We knew the owners of the house. So I'm the new owner, but we're still watching. Okay, well, you know what? Hey, pack up. No, put everything back in the box. We still have the boxes? Do we still have the boxes? You know how much duct tape costs? Like, I'm not, oh my gosh. Oh, that's the worst. Can't have a moment of privacy. But even then, I mean, it's an insect, but still, like, I mean, if it's a spider, don't squash it. I don't know if you've ever seen those YouTube videos, what happens when you squash a spider. That's my worst fear. If you squash a bug and then just tons of them flow out of that, oh, you gotta move. You can't live there no more. That house belongs to the spiders. You never find all of them. You'd be like, unless you have a video and like you watch it in slow-mo and watch how many came out. How many was that? Was that 29 or 30? We need 32. How many was it? How many did we kill so far? It's like trying to catch Pokemon. You're not going to do it. You're not going to catch all of them. Like, that's not going to happen. That's the worst feeling, especially with insects and like, oh, what else does that? Like, anything that carries bugs on their back, that's disgusting to me. Scorpions, I know they do it, and it just looks like their back is moving. Oh, why are we talking about? Well, we're talking about this because it's October. That's the only reason that this conversation is going to slide. Otherwise, I'd never have this conversation. Oh my gosh. Like, but what else? Like, I know, by the way, fun fact for you all. Here's a true horror story. If you've ever stepped on a, like, if you have like cockroaches, just use a bug bomb. If I see one cockroach ever in like anywhere, I want to use a bug bomb, like those little foggers that you can get at the store. I fill it up. Fill, like, I go watch a couple of movies or something, go out to eat, come back 6, maybe 7 hours later. That's all you need. Do not step on them because that goo, whatever, when you step on them, they have like when you step on them with your shoes or whatever, like you carry around the eggs in between the crevices of your shoes. And then when you step on carpet, the eggs attach themselves to the carpet and then the eggs hatch later on. So there you go. There's a little, there's something to make you nervous. Oh my gosh, my husband stepped on a cockroach yesterday. Baby, did you wash your shoes? What? Did you wash your shoes? Yelling at him, it becomes an argument. I'm telling you, don't let it happen. Don't be one of those people that becomes susceptible to a house of roaches because you stepped on one. And that isn't that the worst when you find a little one? Like when I found the little spider in the car, I was like, is there another one then? Because like I said, I found like the spider web later, and I was like, is that like leftover from before? And then I was like, that's impossible because I put one of those little sunblockers up, which doesn't work, by the way. That's another conversation for another day. But I put the little sunblocker up, and I was like, that's impossible. The sunblocker would have probably knocked it down. I think there's another spider in my car. And it terrifies me because where I park my car, like in my driveway, there's a spider web, like on like the electrical pole. And I know it's a huge spider because I can just see like an outline in the middle of the spider web. It's this huge spider. And I'm like, is this one of theirs? And it clearly bites because the little one bit me. And I'm like, is it one of like, and I tried, you know, those bug sprays that reach up to 15 feet? I tried to shoot it down with one of those. Did not work. Like, I'm pretty sure I hit it, you know, but the spider just didn't care. Like, oh, it was like, I'm impervious to bug spray. Like, the only thing you can do to me is squash me. And that's one of those ones that looks like if you squash it, it's going to shoot out a ton of like little baby spiders. Which if that happens, then can't live there. Oh my gosh. Anyway, so the point of the story is don't fall asleep until you find until you find your insect intruder. I don't care how you get rid of it. Some people let it outside and it's like, well, it knows the layout of the house now, so it's just gonna find its way back in, and now it knows where to hide. I'm sorry, this thing has got to go. Like if it's something that you don't want in the house, you got to get rid of it. There's And we all know you got to send it to spider heaven. You got to send it to cockroach heaven. I don't think those things go to heaven. Those things are too disgusting. I'm sorry. Those are gross. I'm sorry. Those are just nasty, man. But yeah, like, I know some people freaked out about spiders, maybe lizards. If it's a snake, I'm like, you can go back outside. You're big enough for me to see if you're inside. Like, there's not really many places that you can hide. But I could be wrong, and somebody probably has a horrifying story about that. Anyway, we're going to talk some more about Halloween. Oh, and speaking of, the Monday before Halloween, we're going to be doing a special show because we're going to have a guest speaker on. He's going to actually be playing a little bit of his music as well. I've heard his music personally, and it's phenomenal. I hope everyone, when I mean everybody, enjoys it. I know I personally did. There's going to be an interview with him as well. You'll get to know a little bit more about him. Hopefully everybody enjoys it. It's going to be promoted in a few different places. Also, it might be live streamed on the Wisdom app if you want to listen there. Also, you can listen on Outside the Box Radio, MySpin Radio, the Jukebox Radio, CastBox, Stitcher, iTunes Music, Google Podcasts, Amazon Podcast, and so many other places. You know the many ways to find the show. If you don't, well, then now you know. This is The Daily Shift. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back, and we're going to get into the question of the day. In the meantime, keep it locked.
Sometimes it be like that. Sometimes when you thought you found the love of your life, now you're thinking I'm just one of those guys leading on. I can't help when you read it wrong. No, no.
Yeah, girl, been digging on you. The Daily Shift is back with more of whatever this is. I do have to say that it is the question of the day, but next Monday it will be, well, you know what, why not just add the interview into the show? So we'll do the intro, then the question of the day, and of course then the interview. And it's going to be in between. You're going to be able to hear some of the music that's played by Jay Bird. Like I said, it's phenomenal music. I personally enjoy it. And he has tons of music. And I've asked him straight up, I was like, you have albums out? Like, where can I find these albums? He was like, no, they're just for him. But a lot of people have been pressuring him to, so that way they can hear his music. Because, like, it's great. And I think that was actually the first time that I met him. Like, we were all just sitting. And, I heard he played one of his songs, and I was like, that was great, dude. Like, and I wanted to hear more, because you can tell when people are just creating music just for the sake of creating music. But this, like, it felt like it was a part of him. And then come to find out when I heard him play his second song, it really is like a part of him. So it's like you're hearing a little bit about him, a little bit of his soul, and I think that's awesome. And I wish he was here now so that way I can ask him. In fact, I'm asking all of you, what would you do if you hear a noise in, like, the attic or basement, and, or worse, your significant other hears it in the middle of the night, let's say they check it out. I heard something, I'm gonna go check it out. Doesn't have to be male, doesn't have to be female, your choice. Your significant other goes to check it out, and they're gone a couple of minutes. What would you do? I can tell you what I'm not going to do. I'm not just going to run downstairs, because, let me put it this way. You didn't hear, like, a bump or a thud or anything like that. They've just been gone a couple of minutes. I'm like, they might be in the bathroom, you know? I would, like, be concerned at a certain point, like, they've been gone a little bit, you know? You know your significant other, so you know, like, okay, well, they're probably in the bathroom. They usually go and get, like, a cup of orange juice this time, and, like, but what... I'm sorry. First of all, if you went down to the attic or the basement, you made a decision on your own. You didn't consult me. There wasn't, like, first of all, I thought it was a democracy. Like, you know, I thought it was a democracy between us, you know? So the fact that you went up, first of all, the attic. Why would you go up to the attic? And you hear, if you hear something scuttering around out there, then, you know, it could be a wild animal. We need to call animal control in the morning. Like, or in like possibly like somebody to patch up that hole or whatever. So that needs to be taken care of. Don't go up there in the middle of the night, because even animals need to sleep. And it's like, well, you know, you get cranky when I wake you up. So probably not the best idea to go up there and wake up a wild animal. That's how you get something latched onto your face. Like, I don't like that. Then you go down to the basement. First of all, never go down into the basement. If you've ever seen a horror movie ever, when is it ever a good idea to go down? I'm gonna go downstairs and check out the base, unless it's like a, like, you know, cleaned up and you got like a TV down there. Even then, like, who wants to hang? You know what? Like, somebody's peeping their little head down in that creepy window. No, that's terrible. Never go down to the basement. I'm telling you that now. Some people who have basements are like, oh no, the basement's fine. That person's lying. That person is the killer. I'll tell you that right now. Don't go down to the basement. Don't go up in the attic. Don't go down the basement. That's horror rule. That's horror movie rule number one. Actually, horror movie rule number one is don't go into the creepy house in the first place. Anytime you buy a house or rent something out, this first question is asked, did anybody die here? Okay, how did they die? You know, like, that's the first question. Like, I mean, like, I'm just trying to help you in this month that is Halloween. If you celebrate, if you don't, these are still good rules to know. Don't go down into the basement. I don't care if you believe or not. Something bad might be happening down there. First of all, there's tons of spiders, and we just talked about that last segment. Tons of spiders. You don't want... That's the one area that's theirs. You know, it's like, fine, you can have the basement. This is your area. Spiders everywhere, fine, whatever. But the attic as well? No. Don't go up there. You know, all that's up there is boxes. I remember I broke my own rule. I'm not going to lie to you, I did. I heard something up in the attic before, and I grabbed, I immediately grabbed a ladder. I didn't go all the way up there. That's the thing, though. I just put my head up with a flashlight and looked around, you know. There's no reason for me to get up there. Like, I don't. Next thing you know, I look down, the ladder's gone, somebody's walked into the house. Forget it. No, I'm not doing that. No, that's stupid. No. So I did peek my head up there. I didn't see anything. But also, like, I knew better than to go up there. Like, because for one, like, if there was a wild animal up there, like, I mean, the light itself, I would have seen like a tail or something, hopefully. But I didn't hear anything after that, which also creeped me out, because it's like, well, whatever it is knows I'm looking for it. So, yeah, and I'm calling it an it because I didn't see anything. And I got one of those garages, and like, sometimes I leave it up, but then it's like, how did it get up there? You know, which is also a great question. Anyway, stuff to look into. But no, like, I don't go up there. I don't go into the attic. I don't go down in the basement. But what would you do if like your significant other, like, went down into the basement or went up to the attic and was gone for a couple of minutes? Not going to look. I'm not about to get the same treatment that you did. You better arm yourself when you go down there. That'll be my last message. When you go, like, I'll be half asleep. Better arm yourself. What? Arm yourself. That's all I'm gonna say, and then I'm snoring again. Like, better grab that baseball bat by the door. Something. I don't know. By the way, who keeps a baseball bat? That's another question. Like, does anyone keep what weapon do you have around the house? Somebody's like, somebody just cocked their gun. I got good old, they've named it. I got Mary Sue here. Why did you name your gun, man? It's the love of my life. No, like what would you bring? Like, that's one thing. That's one of my pet peeves, like, in horror movies. And I'm going to talk about that later in entertainment. When people don't grab anything, or they grab something like obscure, like, you know, like, grab something. I don't care if it's a water bottle. Grab something, like, but something that makes a little bit of sense. Like, you can't grab a banana and expect to win that fight. Like, come on. If somebody broke into your house, like, they came prepared. A banana's not, well, I do love bananas. Are you going to make me a sundae? Like, you know, like, you never, You never know what's going to happen there. But I do know that you're not going to win that fight. That's a losing fight. I can guarantee that. I do think that it's time for another break. But I'm going to talk a little bit more about that in entertainment, possibly, maybe. With this show, you never know. There are facts to come. That's going to be up next. Think about what you would do if something happens. Because, I mean, let's face it, that happens in like just about every horror movie ever. And where would you want to be? Where would you want to be if something were to happen? Obviously, in the safest space, but I mean, realistically, actually, you know what? Where would you be? Realistically, where would you be if something happened? We'll talk about that more, a little bit more in the entertainment. Next is the facts. Don't forget about next Monday is going to be the guest speaker. He's going to give a little bit of an interview. Also, he's going to be playing some music. If you want to hear him play music live, you can hear that on Friday on the Wisdom app. But nonetheless, you'll be able to hear it. So that's all that matters, right? Just like all that matters on the show right now, anyway, is taking a break. We're going to do that right now. Keep it locked. This is The Daily Shift. We'll see you after the break. Told you to be balanced, and I told you to be kind, and in the morning I'll be with you, but it will be a different kind, cause I'll be holding all the tickets, and you'll be owning all the fights. Welcome back to The Daily Shift, where we have the facts. And before we get into them, I do want to tell you where we can find them. You can find them at countryliving.com. countryliving.com. And it's going to be 12 fun and impressive Halloween facts to test your knowledge this year. So if you want to follow along there and get ready for the facts. Well, now that we've gotten that out of the way, let's jump into them. And of course, there are little hyperlinks and things, passages that you can read in case you want to know. Like number one, the origins of Halloween began 2,000 years ago. I can believe that. I mean, it was probably a little bit different. I mean, it's not like they were handing out Tootsie Rolls and Laffy Taffy back then. Like, I mean, if people were complaining about, oh, well, you know, this isn't the candy I wanted, would you prefer them put like apples and grapes in your basket back then? I'm sure that's what it was. Here's a little bit from it. According to History.com, the first Halloween celebrations can be traced back to the ancient Celts. Is it Celts? I almost said Celts. Celts. They lived in the area now occupied by Ireland, the United Kingdom, and northern France, and celebrated the festival called Samhain on October 31st, just a day before Aztec, Toltec, and Mayan cultures were celebrating Dia de los Muertos. I'm sorry if I butchered that. Or Day of the Dead. And there's more for you to read there. I'm not going to read. Oh, I'm not going to spoon feed you. You got to go down there and check it out yourself. Number two, trick-or-treating evolved from a tradition called souling. I don't like that. That's... During the Celtic festival of Samhain, it was customary for poor children to go door-to-door begging for food and money. Business Insider explains that in exchange for their generosity, children would offer to pray for their souls of their recently lost loved ones. Hence, this activity got the name souling. That's actually, you know, that's a little bit wholesome there. I like that. Number three. 19th century immigrants popularized Halloween in the U.S. Despite colonial New Englanders' awareness of Halloween, History.com explains the celebrations were very limited due to their strict Protestant beliefs. And there is more there and hyperlinks, like I said, for you to click if you want to know a little bit more. Number four, jack-o'-lanterns came from Irish folktales about Stingy Jack. I want to know this character, and I want to know if there's a movie about him. Irish Century details the myth of Stingy Jack, who was eternally doomed to roam the earth after night after making a deal with the devil. All right, well, yeah, that'll do it. I also want to know if there is a movie. I'm going to be looking that up later. I'll probably look it up on the break, and that might be the movie for next week. Who knows? Number five, candy corn was originally called chicken feed. Yeah, it tastes like it. I tell you that. Tastes just like it. How do you know what chicken feed tastes like? Never mind that. That doesn't matter. according to history.com, candy corn first appeared on the market around the 1880s, a time when about half the American workforce was made up of farmers. You know, candy corn, like, it suggests that it looks tasty when you're younger because it's bright and colorful. But then when you taste it, some people like candy corn. More power to you. I bet there's, like, nutrients in there. Like, you know how candy has, like, no nutritional value? Candy corn is one of those ones that look like that and heart-shaped candy. The ones that say, like, hug me or whatever. Like, those look like they have nutritional value, too. Like, there's certain candy out there. You know what? This is the candy that exemplifies, like, you know how, like, those little heart candies? It's like, okay, yeah, that's Valentine's Day. When you see candy corn, it's like, that's Halloween. That's October. Just like fruitcake. There are such things as good fruitcake. Not those fruitcake, but I had one over the weekend, and it had, like, it was like, it was so light and fluffy, and then in the middle, there was, like, fruit inside of it, like, actual fruit. Like, it was still, like, a whole fruit. Delicious. But, like, whatever that is, that fruitcake stuff for the holidays, don't. Unless you don't like the person you're giving it to, don't give anybody that stuff. Anyway, moving on. Number six, and this will be the last one. Actually, should we just go to eight? Let's go to eight. New Hampshire holds the record for most lit jack-o'-lanterns. Really, the most lit jack? Like, who's out there counting? Like, that's, I guess, I mean, the reigning champion in jack-o'-lantern displays in the city of, in that city specifically, okay, which broke the Guinness World Record in 2013. By lighting 30,581 pumpkins. Okay, so that means that somebody had to, like, I mean, I feel like that's more self-declarative, because unless you're, like, around, unless you're Santa and going around every state at the same exact time, like, you know, like, it's, like, well, how many does it, like, I mean, how do you even, like, you have to announce that that's happening, and then everybody has to get the memo, and I guess, but hey, it's in the Guinness, like, it's, well, that was 2013, that's 10 years ago at this point, so I want to know who holds it now. I kind of want to click on this link and find out, but I'll save that for you. Number seven, women used to play Halloween games to learn about their future husband. Oh, the jokes I can make. While Valentine's Day is now widely accepted as the holiday for romance, there was once a time when Halloween was associated with courtship. Really? All right, when something pops out the ground and is missing an eyeball and all the skin is, like, burned off of it and all it could say is brains, all right? That's who you wanted. Hey, you called me here. Number eight, it wasn't until the 1970s that the candy was exclusively doled out to trick-or-treaters. That's nice. Because if you didn't give out candy, they were like, how do we stop these? I remember watching something like that. Before I go into that, according to history.com, trick-or-treating became popular in America in the 1930s when it was acceptable to hand out everything from homemade cookies to nuts, toys, and coins. Let's go back to that. Nobody wants cashews on. Actually, cashews are delicious. Nobody wants like an acorn on on Halloween night, I can tell you that. But anyway, there was something I watched I think it was about how Halloween started or whatever, trick-or-treating started, and it was something about like somebody started a party in their town to keep the kids out of trouble and all this other kind of stuff. Very fascinating. Anyway, hopefully it's as fascinating as this break that we're about to take. Don't forget about Monday, where we're going to have the guest speaker, Jay Bird, on. He's going to play some music and also give a little bit of insight and have an interview and have a nice talk with him. Really cool person. Can't wait for you all to meet him. Can't wait for you all to hear what he has to say and has to play. Just like I have to play this music coming up right now. This is The Daily Shift. We're going to take a break. Don't miss the entertainment, which is up next.
Naked. I need someone who loves me when I wake up, who thinks I'm beautiful when I'm looking fucked up.
I feel so close to you right now. It's a force field.
Welcome back to The Daily Shift, where we have the entertainment, which we're going to talk a little bit about right now, because when it comes to the entertainment, there's so many movies that I've seen. Saw 10, which was just, I'm there for the story, not for like the gore and all that kind of stuff, because some of that stuff is just, I'm like, oh my gosh, like, oh, anyway, so I'm looking more forward to the storyline of that movie. But I did see it, and on a scale of 1 to 10, I'm going to go ahead and give that movie a... I'm going to give it a 6.5. It was all right, you know? Like, I don't know if that's the end of the series, or... I never know where they are in those movies anymore. I don't know if 10 is part 1, or part 3, or 5, or 7, or whatever. I don't know where it is in the storyline, but I do know that I did like it, but like, you know, it just felt like it was trying a little hard to be another one of the movies that were previously made. So I don't know, but maybe if I knew where it was in like the movies, you know how like some movies are like, oh well, part two is actually part one, and part one is actually part. Kind of like Star Wars. There you go. Though, nothing against Star Wars, but a lot of those movies were like in between. Like, not in between, like in rating wise. I mean, like, you never know where to place those movies. It's like, and especially now with the shows, oh, forget it. But they're good, in my opinion. Except the last. Never mind. Not going to go there. I love you, Disney. I wanted to talk about this because I watched Scream, and I never fully watched it. And I watched it, and then it made me wonder. I'm like, okay, well, you have, first of all, like, if it's like a person like chasing after me with like a knife, I'm sorry, that's not scary. I'm like, you're just a person in a mask. I'm about to mess you up, like, you know, that never scares me. Like now, Michael Myers, that's a different story. If somebody's just walking, and then I look behind me, and, like, I'm running, and, like, he's directly behind me. Okay, how did you get here so fast? It's like, that's not human. You know what I mean? That's not normal. But, like, when it's, like, just, like, a regular guy in a mask, and, like, he just has a voice changer, like, he's Darth Vader or whatever. Like, no. Okay, hang on. Back up. You're not terrified. First of all, take the mask off. Chuck, is that you? I know the way you run. You got that goofy run, man. That's you, Chuck. Take the mask off. But another thing that bothers me in those movies is when, like, the person that's surviving the attack is winning. You know, they hit them with like a frying pan or something, and then they immediately start running, and it's like, no, you just knocked them down. Like at least hit them in the ankle so they can't chase after you or something. Like, because then when you go back and they're gone and then they're surprised, like, hey, yeah, well, what did you think was going to happen? It's like, I left the body right here. It's like, no, you didn't leave any, like, no, you hit them with a frying pan and then they got back up. That's going to happen. Like, they're they're trying to kill you. Like, it's not like, oh, you got me with a frying pan. You got me this time. That was a good one. No, you gotta make sure they're not going to chase you at the very least, you know. At least do something to their wrist so that way they can't hold that knife anymore. You know, that always bothered me in those kind of movies, because it's like you have them on the ropes, you know. Like, I'm not saying you have to kill them or anything like that, but like, you know, like I said, make sure they can't chase you or can't do you any harm. Like, if you smash their ankle or something like that, then I'm sure they're going to leave you alone. Or at least, like, you can go back and see where they're at. It's like, oh, no, they're crawling down the steps right now. Yeah, can I get some help over here at 2222 being murdered lane? Like, first of all, why would you live on that street? That's a little insight of what's going to happen right there. Why are we moved to being murdered lane? I don't like this place. No, don't unpack. No, we're going to pack back up. We're going somewhere else. Let's go to Elm Street. Nightmare on Elm Street. And for anyone who didn't get that joke. Anyway, plenty of jokes on here that don't make sense. And yet they do. I don't know where that was going. That's how you know it's the end of the show. That's how you know it's time for me to go. Didn't mean for that to rhyme, but it did. I hope everyone is ready for Halloween, or at least goes out and enjoys the season. Even if you don't celebrate Halloween, there's plenty of friends and things like that who are inviting you to places. Just because it's a Halloween party doesn't mean that you shouldn't go and enjoy yourself. You don't have to celebrate the holiday. All you have to do is just go and be around friends and loved ones, which I hope you are surrounded by daily, constantly, and over the weekend. As we get ready for Tuesday, I hope everyone had a fantastic Monday and has a fantastic week. Don't forget about the Monday show, where we're going to have a special guest interview along with some music being played and tons of other things. Throughout the week, I will be updating, so don't forget to subscribe to any of the channels: CastBox, Stitcher, iTunes, Music, Google Podcast. Don't forget about the Wisdom app, Spotify, Amazon Podcast, tons of different places: Outside the Box Radio, MySpin Radio, and the Jukebox Radio. Don't forget about the other channels there, like My Vibe, the Jazz Lounge. There's so much going on in all of these different places, but yet so little time. This is The Daily Shift. I appreciate all of you. Enjoy your season, enjoy your week, and enjoy the end of the month. This is The Daily Shift, and we will see you all next time. Oh, and if it's Tuesday morning for you and you're waking up, then good morning. But if it's Monday night and you're heading to bed, well, then good night. This is The Daily Shift. We'll see you next time.